Hey, so today I went with a friend to see Toy Story 3. Oh shoot, I just realized I'm wearing my retainer. Am I lisping? Ugh. Okay.
I was married the week after I got out of college.
Wow.
And when my children were 12 and 14, and everybody was at that time going to law school and getting divorced, they would say to me, "Well, how come so and so went to law school and she was your age?" And I would say, "She was a failure. I was a success." To be a success in 1959 was to go to college, graduate from college, and get married. And that's the absolute truth.
The history AP exam is tomorrow, so I've been studying like crazy this whole week. At this point, I'm just kind of spazzing out because I have no idea what's happening anymore. I'm pretty sure I know everything, but I'm still freaking out. Apparently, last year's AP class, everybody got fives, which is the best you can get, and only one person got a four. So I'm figuring this year I'm probably going to be that one person who gets a four.
I think it's confusing to be the perfect woman or girl today because it's like there's a family aspect, but then it's going after, you're supposed to strive for your dreams, but then you're supposed to be financially successful, and you're supposed to get like your PhD, and you're supposed to, like, there's all, but you still should be able to cook a good meal, and
And
you
you have
should
to go
know
to the
about
gym.
sports and
Oh,
be
forget the
athletic.
gym.
Yeah, it's
You
just
better
like,
be fertile.
so I think that part of being a woman today is
Pressure.
complicated.
The party was really fun, I guess. I had fun dancing. The DJ was really awful, and he played a lot of really old music, but whatever. They had these little fake martini glasses we were supposed to drink out of. It was so ridiculous. We ended up just spilling on everything. Avonda actually spilled on her shirt. I think it's really funny how when we go to parties, they try to make it look like we have a legitimate bar. Come on, we can't drink anyway, so why bother pretending?
What were the expectations for the perfect boy? How did you measure up?
You could be a really bad boy. Whereas I think when you're speaking of girls and we're speaking of women, perfection was a package.
Well, and initially appearance
Well,
first.
appearance is part of that package.
Well, yesterday after school, I went with my friends Ella and Xenia shopping and go away, mom. Sorry, mom. Okay, I went shopping with my friends Azania and Ellie yesterday. We were looking for dresses in Georgetown because there's a birthday party we're supposed to go to tonight. It actually really made me realize that I'm really, really awful at shopping because Azania was able to find a dress in like the first 10 minutes, and Ella tried on like 20 different things and liked most of them. And I tried on like three things and was really picky about everything else. Eventually, after like 5 hours, I found a dress in Urban Outfitters, and so did Zania and Ella, so yay, Urban Outfitters.
The perfect girl is always sort of unreachable in a way, you know what I mean? Like, coming to the US was like, that's where the perfect girls are, you know what I mean? The blonde and the blue-eyed women, because you
All
grow
those
up with
people in the
gold.
movie, you grow up
Hey,
with
so it's the week after my AP exam, and things have been a lot easier all of a sudden, which is really, really great. I'm actually really less stressed all of a sudden. I didn't realize that history had put that much of a strain on me. So today I read a lot of my book, which is really good. Leviathan by Scott Westerfeld. It's pretty cool. It's kind of steampunk. And I got some new songs from iTunes. I got some of the songs from the movie How to Tame Your Dragon, which is probably my new favorite thing. And I drew a lot of pictures in my sketchbook, and some of them actually turned out kind of okay. So I'm pretty happy with myself today. Yeah. And it's Wednesday, so hey, not that much left in this week. Yay. Okay, bye.
I don't know what I'm gonna be as a grown woman. I want to be successful.
I hope. I just hope I'm happy with my life.
Yeah.
You know, I hope that if I'm not happy, that it's not too late to turn my life in a different direction, and I hope I don't get stuck somewhere.
Okay, so I just realized that I say yeah a lot. Like, a lot, a lot, a lot. So I apologize for that. I have no idea why I say that.
But, oh yeah, I also say but, a lot. But at least I'm not one of those people who says like a lot, right?
Yeah. Okay. Bye.